Why the Midterms Matter. And also, the 1970s... Hi, James from Ingvid. I'm going to teach you a lesson today on also, as well, and to. A lot of students get confused by these three words because they seem to be able to be used at any time, but there are distinct differences. And what we want to do today, or what I want to do today, is first tell you what each word means, then show you how they can be used, some special cases, and of course, do our test. Anyway, let's go to the board. So E, there is also that, but this as well. Well, Mr. E here is trying to show you how these things are similar. And when we go to the board, you can see that also, to, and as well can be used as in addition. What that means is when you're using these, well, okay, these two are adverbs, also and to are adverbs, and as well as a phrase, when you're using them, they want to add on information, so in addition. So I'm going to tell you something and some more information. Let's go to the board and we'll look at an example. I will also have fries with that. Means perhaps they said I want a hamburger, but they will also, in addition, have French fries. Let's look at the adverb too. I will also have fries with that too. Once again, we're adding on information. And if we look at the phrase as well, I will have fries with that as well, in addition to the hamburger. All three have almost the same meaning, excuse me. And that's why a lot of times you see them used interchangeably. One of the reasons we use the different words like this is because in English we want to have it sound fresh, not boring, not repetitive. You could say to, or as well, but after a while it gets very, very boring and uninteresting. So that's why you can have three different variations of the same kind of idea as in addition. Heck, you can even say, in addition, I'll have fries. Four different ways of saying it so you don't sound like you're repeating yourself. Cool? But that doesn't help you. And the nature of this video is to show you what is the difference between the three. So if I just stop there, you're like, okay, well, thanks. You've done nothing for me. I already knew this. And I'm like, that's not my job. My job is to make this a little bit more interesting. So let's go down a little bit. I stopped here with the adverb. I'm going to stay with also to start with. So let's look at also. What else is also used for? Well, sometimes you want to make something stronger. We can use also to put emphasis in a statement. And to do that, we put that at the beginning of the statement. It doesn't go at the end, it goes at the beginning. And that's one of the key differences between also and the other two. Here's an example. Also, don't forget to get the money, right? So we're saying also there, we're putting it at the front and saying, don't forget to do this, okay? There's another thing about also that you have to know how it's fixed with other verbs. So what I've done is I've tried to give you a little bit of a visual to help you remember. The simple thing to remember is also usually comes before a verb, a simple verb, right? So if you say something like, well, not in the case of emphasis, of course, but if you say, I also go to the gym. That's it. It's easy. I also go to the gym. It will go before go. But let's just say you have either an auxiliary verb. And when I say auxiliary, I mean in this case, a modal verb, the present perfect, or the verb to be. I want you to think of it in a sandwich form. And if you say, what do you mean by that? Well, also doesn't start. Remember here I said it's before the single verb. Well, we have to kind of change it a little bit. When we have an auxiliary verb being used, we have the auxiliary verb first, so have, or verb to be, or could, whatever a modal verb you want to use. Then we put also, and then we end with the other verb. Want an example? I have also been to Austria three times. I have, present perfect, also, right there, been, that's a past participle, to Austria three times, okay? Let's use a modal verb. I could also go to the store. I could, modal verb, that's the auxiliary, also in between, go to the store, verb in the base, right? I'm also driving, I'm also going in his car. So I'm, verb to be would be first, also, then verb following up after. Cool? All right. So I think I've given a clear idea of what also is. So let's look at the other two and see. Basically, keep in mind though, with also, it's more about in addition, right? With the added bonus or benefit of it can be used for emphasis. Let's look at two. Two is an adverb. Yes, it means in addition, but it also has a couple other meanings. One of them means to a higher degree or a greater degree than desirable. Very, right? So what do we mean by that? Or you could say excessive, which means too much. You're working too much. It's more than you want. It's at a greater degree. It's excessive. It's more than I like. A second meaning is to make a strong point. So similar to emphasis here, right? Not only is he good looking, he's nice too. It makes it stronger. But you'll notice that the two is at the end of the sentence, as opposed to when we talked about also, I said you have to put it at the beginning for emphasis. You can also use two as a response. Okay, you can use two as a response. What do you mean by you can use two as a response? Has anyone ever said to you, have a nice day? Or you say, have a nice day, and they respond to you, not you have a nice day, they say, you too. It's a response to have a nice day, or that's the one that's most common. But it also can be a surprise response. Like if someone said, I have crabs, and you go, oh, you too? You have crabs? It means I also have. Some of you will wonder what crabs are. That's what YouTube is for and Google. Go check it out, okay? So if someone says, I have crabs, you too, it's a surprise to what you said. But if someone says, hey, have a great day, go, you too. Good luck, you too. A response is, and I want you to have that same experience as well. Okay? All right. Now, I want to go over to the third one, which is as well. As well is a phrase. It's not an adverb. Clearly, it's not a single word. So it's a phrase. It's a phrase as from well, as well. We talked about it being in addition, so it means added information. But it also can mean with equal reason or equally good result, which means whatever happens, it will be equal what we do. So here's an example to make it easy. We might as well go home. The game is finished. Well, the result's going to be the same. If we stay there, nothing's going to happen because the game is finished. If we go home, there won't be any more game. The game is finished. The result is the same. Okay? So I know the definition. I'm a very firm believer in giving a definition than giving an example, because when you give the example first, this, sometimes you go, oh, so it's about games. And like, it can be used a lot of times. But like, we might as well go to bed. There's no power. We might as well. Like, the result's the same. There's no power. It's dark. You can't see. So staying up, you can't see. If you go to bed, you can't see. Go to bed. The same. Equal result. Definition seems confusing, but I would also say to people, give the definition, then give the example. You only need two or three. If you give the example, you need to give 1,000 for someone to go, okay, it's not just for this. All right? So the results will be the same regardless. All right? Now, you can use emphasis for both to and as well. I know I said with also. I did also first because also you put at the beginning of the sentence. When we use it for emphasis here, we usually put it at the end of the sentence for to and as well. And that's one of the key differences, placement of where you want it for to give the emphasis. So let's give an example. So emphasis here, pick up your clothes and clean your room too, right? I usually would have said as well, but I didn't have enough room on the board, so I had to put both. Either one could be used here, but what it means is to make it stronger. Maybe I'm angry. I've got a kid, and my kid has put their socks on the floor and their underwear there. I'm like, pick up your clothes and clean your room as well. I want you to do both things, okay? I'm not happy. So it's not just in addition. I'm not happy. That's the emphasis. If you said, pick up your clothes and clean your room also, you'd be like, okay, I thought you were angry, but it's like you just remembered I've got to clean my room. No problem. This way, there's no, in English, how we use it, there's no confusion. I'm not happy, and I want you to know it. Or I'm making this point stronger. Yeah? I could say another example for emphasis. I'm proud of your behavior and your brother's too. Or your brother's as well. And I'm kind of putting that emphasis, like, I'm not just saying one is better, like making them both equal, but both strong. Cool? You like that? You got it? Don't forget the sandwich method for also. Because I'm about to skip, and you know what happens when I snap my fingers? We go to La La Land, where tests comes up, bonus material, and homework. Are you ready? Let's do it. Okay. So we worked on also, as well, and to. You noted the difference that also goes at the beginning of a sentence for emphasis, while to and as well goes at the end. Okay, we talked about the differences for excessive and whatnot. So I'm not going to go over that because you can just press rewind and watch it. But we're going to go to the board and look at what we can change in this particular story to use the new words we've got. Then I'll talk about our bonus section, all right? And we'll do our homework. So, Mr. E ordered a hamburger and French fries, French fries for lunch. I ordered the same meal that he ordered. I asked if Josh was coming to join us at lunch. He said yes, and on top of that, Daniel would join us. We should be sensible and get a table for four. I said we should change the restaurant because it was excessively expensive. There's actually almost nothing really wrong with this. It's just boring as all hell. And you've just learned something, so why don't we use it? Okay, so Mr. E ordered a hamburger and fries for lunch. That's okay. I ordered the same meal that he ordered. I think we could work on that. And we can change this part here. Here, around here, we can change this, right? Next. I asked if Josh was coming to join us at lunch. I think we changed this as well. Right. He said yes, and on top of that, we can change that. We should be sensible. And I put a star here because I haven't actually talked to you about that one, but it's on the side of the board. And that one goes with this one as well. There are two that I'm going to teach you later, but you're going to see how it can be used from the three words we used. We should get a table of four. We should change the restaurant because it was... And I'm going to use this one here. Now that gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 areas we can change. Now let's look at why we can change them and maybe what we can change them to. Mr. E ordered a hamburger and I ordered the same. Well, the key here is same, right? Same that they did. So I might say that's an addition, right? And if someone was coming to join us or with us, right? Coming to join us. And that's also in a joint addition, coming to join. So that's what we're really looking at here. And on top of that, we haven't really dealt with that, but I'm going to come back to that after. I'll show you what word we're going to use, and then I'll explain it in the bonus section. The same thing works with sensitive. I'm sensitive today. It's my birthday. No, it's not. I just made a mistake. And excessive, there was a word we found there, okay? So let's go to the board. Now that I've identified what it is we want to change. I'm going to wait just a second or two because some of you I know are probably sat down and you've gone back and you've looked at, you've rewound and you know which words I'm talking about. And some of you have, you look like you're ready. So let's do that. All right. So we talked about is the meal the same, right? That he ordered the same meal. So I think we can have up to three choices on this one. Right? Probably wouldn't use also because I said that usually goes at the beginning or we'd use the verb, but we could do this. I ordered the same meal. I'm going to go here and I'm just going to put this as well. All right? I said we could use three. We could put the also somewhere else in the sentence in front of the single verb. I'm not going to do that. I would say we could use this. And just put as well as two, but all three could be used because it's about additional information, right? I got the same thing as well in addition. I could have said also I ordered the same meal, right? Or I also ordered the same meal, or we could put it here. So all three could be used. I'm just going for these two for simplicity and putting them at the end, all right? How about the next sentence where I said coming to join us? I asked if Josh was coming. And because of the rule where we said the also should go in front of the verb and I'm not doing that, we can go here. So we can use these two as well or two again. All right? Now, if I put also, I'd put it here with Josh was also coming. But I'm not going to do that. So all three could be used. But we'll go here as well or two for the end of the sentence to make it simple. Okay. So we've done two. And now we're going to look at the other part I talked about on top of that. So we're going to erase that. We'll erase on top of that section here. And we're going to put also. I told you I'd discuss that when we get to the bonus, which I will. All right, so we've got also. And then finally, I'm going to get rid of this. May. Now, I got rid of should, and I'm changing it because these are both modal verbs, but in order to make this work, I have to change this, so be careful. But you'll notice when I did the other screen when we were talking earlier, I took we may as well go home, right? You can't say should as well go home, but may as well go home. So I have to get rid of that modal, but a modal verb is necessary. That's why I've got to put may, so I need to use another modal verb. So we may as well do that, get rid of. So get rid of that. And then finally, something is excessively expensive. Okay, this one's easy. So I'm just going to go here. I'll be off screen for just a second. But that's the easy one. Let's look over what I've written and see if this is correct. Mr. E ordered a hamburger and fries for lunch. I ordered the same meal as well. Or I could say I ordered the same meal too. I asked if Josh was coming as well or too. Okay, we could use that. He said yes, and also that Daniel would join us. We may as well get a table for four. I said we should change the restaurant because it was too expensive. Now, notice how we had all this stuff. We got rid of the excessive words, shortened down our phrases, and we also made them more interesting. Excuse me. Now, what I want to do is, because I'm sure there are two of them, which I told you, when we said on top of, or atop of that, and sensible, where did that come from? Well, that's in our bonus section. Sometimes I need to keep you interested. If I tell you everything, you won't pay attention. I've got up here a list of the three words that we just did and other words that can be used. When you do writing, and I did forget to mention that also is usually written. People don't say also all the time. Also this, also that. They'll say to or as well. But write it in written, you'll find also. And I'm explaining that because you'll see words like furthermore. Okay? On top of that is informal. On top of that, blah, 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 people will say. So another word for also is on top of that. But in formal writing, you'll see people say furthermore. So that can be used for that, and it's usually for formal writing, you want to use that, right? Furthermore, we must do this, this, not just also do this and this. Another word for as well would be sensible or appropriate. We should do this because it's sensible, or we may as well do this. And that's why I said we may as well go home, because it's sensible to go home if the game is finished, or it's an appropriate action to take, right? The result will be the same. Two, remember I talked about it being excessive? Well, we have unreasonably, very, or extremely. I did a video with very, saying when you should not use very. Well, now you know there's another word you can use, too, or extremely or unreasonably, okay? But you should check that one out. Finally, for homework, what do I want to give you for homework? I want you to write out six sentences. Now, they're going to be in pairs. Because we have three words, I want you to write two sentences for each word. I want one with a sentence meaning, so in addition, so I forgot to put in here. So one sentence I want you to write, in addition. So I ordered a hamburger as well, right? In addition to what else was ordered, okay? The other one, I want you to use it for emphasis. Show that you understand the emphasis, how also is used for emphasis at the beginning of the sentence, or two could be used at the end of the sentence, so you can see those differences. All right, good. And before I go, I want to say thank you to Nancy Carmona. I hope I'm not screwing your name up. Please forgive me. I do look through the comments, and I noticed that you asked for this video, so this is for you. I hope that clears up any problems that you've had with as well, to, and also. And I invite any of you, as I've said many times, write something, because I do look them over, and if it's a great lesson, I'll put it out there, and I'll make sure you get the respect and adulation you deserve for your hard work, okay? Thanks for watching the previous video. Once again, I've got to get out of here. Also. So please subscribe. There's a bell. Ring my bell. And when you do that, you'll get the latest video that I've produced. Also, don't forget to sign up for Ingvid, because if you do that, you get on the quiz. Do your homework, underneath this video. Do it on Ingvid. It's a great community. People love to come back and they talk and help you improve, right? And it's, you found out I read what you write. So we'll be in touch. Anyway, gotta go. Have a good one. All right. Take care. Oh, always thank you for being a great audience. Ciao.